Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Red Rolfe. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Danny McFadden. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler misplays the ball. That's an error on Wurstler. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is called out on strikes. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rolfe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Coleman moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Rolfe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari takes first base on ball four. Chapman moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Yankees. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hefner. The throw from Hayes and he is out, McNair applying the tag. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. There goes Johnson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lazzari fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Lou Finney pinch hits for Roy Mahaffey. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Harry Matuszak now pitching. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0 for 1 in the game. Rolf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Ruth moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wurstler hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a line drive towards third. Lazzari reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rolf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dickey moves to second. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 1 in the game. McFadden hits a line drive into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rolf misplays the ball. That's an error on Rolf. Higgins scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Yankees. Harry Matuszak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matuszak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rolf fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Athletics 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0 for 2 in the game. Rolf hits a line drive into center field. Kramer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kramer. Rolf moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rolf moves to third. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler fields it and throws to second for the out. Rolf scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-1, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehrig. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Gehrig steals second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 2 in the game. Wurstler takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coleman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Rolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Athletics 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Dickey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-2 in the game. McFadden strikes out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Matuszak can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hefner moves to second. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rolf hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Rolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Yankees. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rolf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Athletics 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehrig. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Gehrig steals second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehrig moves to third. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Dickey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Majeski pinch hits for Harry Matuszak. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hefner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Worstler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wurstler moves to third. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Athletics 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Klein now pitching. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a line drive towards right. Coleman chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Coleman. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-3 in the game. McFadden bunts towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Hefner moves to second. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hefner scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Yankees. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rolfe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Ruth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Combs moves to third. Rolfe moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Chapman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Merle Hoag now playing left field. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lazare fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Yankees. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Athletics 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lazare hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hefner strikes out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 3 in the game. McFadden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dickey moves to third. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dickey scores. McFadden moves to second. It's 8-3, Yankees. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Rolfe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Rolfe reaches second base with a double. McFadden scores. Combs goes all the way around to score. It's 10-3, Yankees. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rolfe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller pinch hits for Bob Klein. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Miller reaches second base with a double. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Miller moves to third. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wurstler strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 10-4, Yankees. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Hogue settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.